came up with something or last he said to me this week, and he probably will understand it as soon as I say the word. In this week's parasha, in Parashas Emor, it says, Emor v'amarta, a double lashon to the Kohanim, in terms of their halachos of the Tumah and Tahara they have to be concerned about. And of course, Rashi says, why the double lashon Emor v'amarta? Why not just say it once? Tell the Kohanim. Does anybody know what Rashi says? Rashi says, the one is for the fathers who are Kohanim, Papa Kohen. But Amarta is Lahazir HaGedolim Al HaKtanim. That the fathers have to teach the kids all the halachas of Kohuna. And everybody asks the question, just because it has a double lashon, where does Rashi get from a double lashon that the parents have to teach the kids? Perhaps Emor v'amarta, the double language, both the Emor and the Amarta are both going on the father. And it's merely to be mechazik, to strengthen the father, to keep toward his special status of kahuna and not become tameh. Emor v'amarta, we have double languages all the time in Chumash, in Tanakh. And many times it's just a strengthening of the tzivoy. So why can't that be the simple explanation over here? Where does Rashi get that it's going on the Ketanim as well? And I forget which sefer I saw this in, but he says, everybody knows the famous question that the Dubna Magid asked the Vilna Gaon. He asked, what is the best way to be mashpia, to have influence on others? And the Vilna Gaon said, the best way to have hashpah on someone is take a big cup in the center, put a lot of little cups around it, surround the little cups around it, start filling up the big cup. Fill it up, fill it up, fill it up, fill it up. And when it starts overflowing, it will go into all the smaller cups around it. You want to have hashpah on other people? You want to have hashpah on the gedolim? Want to have hashpah on the ketanim? Worry about filling yourself up with Torah, with mitzvos, with tefillah, strengthening, be mechazik yourself, and eventually it will spill over to other people. That's the best way, said the Vilna Gaon, to have hashpah. So, in the Sefer, I saw such an amazing shot. He says, maybe in Achanami, Emor v'amarta is talking to Papa Cohen. It's not, literally it means the father should strengthen himself. Emor, strengthen yourself. Amarta, strengthen yourself. Chazak, chazak, stronger, stronger. And that is the way you'll have Hashpah. How did Rashi know it's the Hazar Golem Alektanim? It's because the Pasuk was telling the father to have to be mechazing himself in terms of his tahara, and that will have an effect on the kids. That's a pshat in the pasuk. Based on this, I thought, maybe, be'emes, that's the way a person can be mashpia himself. How do you influence yourself? Forget about influencing other people. So maybe the pshat here is the same. If you want to really be mechazik yourself, you want to have real hashpah on yourself? Emor. Just don't have to worry about listening to 18,000 speeches and shmoozes. Just Emor, do it. V'amarta, do it again. Just go, sit in the base medrash, learn. Do it again. Come to Seder again and again. There's just somebody, he's not in this room right now. But last man, he wasn't coming and coming and coming. And this man, his mamish has not missed a Seder. He's taking notes on every aspect of the shiur in the morning. He wrote up a whole flow chart of every single rishon from the beginning of this man. How is this happening? Because it's Emor, he's doing it, and he's sitting and learning, and then he's doing it again the next Seder, and the next day, and he hasn't missed. You want to be mechazik yourself? It's not always about listening to other people telling you what to do. Many times it's just doing it yourself, and doing it again, and again, and again. And that in itself is the greatest chizuk. Rabbi Lasky, you now understand what I'm talking about? That in itself is the greatest chizuk a person can have and give himself. Just do it and do it again and emor and amarta again and again. Yiratzon v'shehalvai, we should have chizuk from ourselves and mitzvah Hashem eventually al haktanim. Amen. 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 Amen.